Do you want to become mentally stronger? If so, I invite you to come and join us at the Mental Strength School, the world's leading mental strength training platform. The school is your one-stop shop to get a cutting-edge, evidence-based, and comprehensive mental strength training all year round. It's going to give you the tools, the insights, and the techniques that you need to rise to your challenges, feel happier, unlock your potential, and ultimately be the best version of yourself. Check out all the details in the show notes or on my website at melieobryan.com/mentalstrengthschool. Hey, I'm Melie O'Brien. I'm the host of the Deep Resilience Podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you the right tools, skills, and insights that you need to stay mentally strong, no matter what life is throwing your way right now. I'm here to support you, coach you, and comfort you as you navigate through the hard times of your life. Hey, I hope you are doing really well wherever you are tuning in from. If you've been with this podcast for a while, I hope your last week of practice has been fruitful, has been beneficial, and has made your life easier, more enjoyable, and made you more resilient. I've had a really wonderful week this week. I did a gig this week at Bangalore Film Festival. I did a meditation before one of the films, and the film was called The Theatre of Thought. And it was just a beautiful experience. It was a beautiful time there practicing live in a community of like-minded people. I just really keep coming back to how much I value community. And also on that note, how much I value you guys. I know that we are not live together every week, but we are together every week practicing these skills that make us stronger, wiser, and a part of, you know, a movement towards a mentally stronger world. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, yeah, welcome to the community. This is more than a podcast. This is us practicing a mental strength skill every week together as a community. And, you know, doing so in the service of being wiser, more loving versions of ourselves, and therefore, you know, a part of a more peaceful, sustainable, and harmonious world. So this week I'm talking about self-love. And the reason I want to talk about self-love is because I feel like this is a really, really misunderstood concept. But put really simply, self-love means that you have an accepting attitude towards yourself and that you treat yourself with kindness and respect. So when we talk about self-love, it takes expression in how you talk to yourself mentally and how you feel about yourself, as well as how you treat yourself through your actions. When you are loving towards yourself, you have an overall accepting and kind view of yourself, and your actions and your self-talk also reflect this. Now, here's what this doesn't mean. Self-love does not mean that you wear rose-colored lenses and you just tell yourself how great you are. It doesn't mean that you're always going to feel wonderful about every single thing about yourself in every moment either, right? Like, that's just unrealistic and actually unhelpful. We want to be able to see all the dimensions of who we are. Otherwise, we can't improve ourselves either, right? So we're not always going to feel great about everything in every moment. For example, I can feel temporarily frustrated or disappointed in myself, but I can still love myself. Now, if this is confusing, think about how this works in other relationships. Now, I love my little brother. He's one of my best friends in the whole world, even though I sometimes feel really frustrated or disappointed with him. But even in the midst of my anger and disappointment, my love for him is still there and it's unconditional. That allows me to make room for him to be imperfect, to have different views, to make mistakes, and it allows me to just forgive him and also consider his own feelings and needs and his different perspectives. And that love gives me the desire to try to make decisions that will support his happiness and well-being, as well as my own. Okay? Self-love is the same. What it does mean is knowing that you are worthy of love and belonging and acceptance and kindness, just the way you are. Even as you acknowledge that you might want to improve some aspects of your way of life or your character traits, you can still accept yourself, even though you make mistakes and you're also not perfect. So let's kind of look at what self-love looks like in action, because I think this is where it becomes easier to understand. So saying encouraging and kind things to yourself mentally, making healthy choices most of the time, not all the time, just most of the time, forgiving yourself when you mess up, valuing your feelings and needs and doing what you can to meet them, not sacrificing them all the time, ladies. Now, I know that's broad. I'm speaking in broad strokes there, but there is a thing that ladies tend to do, especially mums, yeah? So valuing your feelings and needs and doing what you can to meet them, not giving them all away to others. Spending time around people who support you and treat you with respect and avoiding people who don't. As best you can, not allowing others to take advantage of you or harm you. Making happiness and health and well-being a priority for you, right? Giving your body the rest, the healing, the care, the respect that it needs. Another example is living in alignment with your values and pursuing your interests and goals, right? Believing that you're worthy of that and pursuing the things that you care about. Being okay with reaching out for support from others. That's a great example of self-care. Accepting your imperfections, even as you strive to keep growing as a person. Avoiding perfectionism. This is something I need to work on. Setting realistic and nourishing expectations for yourself and your life. Setting healthy boundaries with others, doing things that fill your cup and make you happy. Okay, so those are some great examples of just what it is to live self-love. And here's some examples of what self-love is not. Okay, so some critics of this concept of self-love think that it's about self-indulgence, right? Excessively focusing on yourself. Navel-gazing is one term that is used sometimes. But self-love is not about having a grandiose sense of self, and it's not about being puffed up with self-importance, and it's not about navel-gazing. Self-love is really just about taking care of your needs, recognizing that you're worthy of love, acceptance, and belonging. Self-love does not prevent you from caring about others. It simply means that you give yourself the same kindness that you give to them. So to get started on the path of self-love, my invitation is to choose one or two, just keep it really simple, one or two loving things that you can do for yourself today. It could be speaking to yourself more kindly. You maybe just do that a couple of times a day, especially if you catch yourself being critical. Can you switch back to saying something more kind and encouraging to yourself? Or it could be an action that supports your happiness and well-being, like maybe asserting a boundary with someone, saying no to something, saying yes to something, or simply changing to a more accepting attitude towards yourself. Now, if you care to, and this is what we do each week on this podcast, my invitation is to extend this out. Like, start with today, one or two things that are more self-loving today, and for the next week, aim to do the same. One or two things each day that you can do for yourself that cultivate your capacity to be more self-loving. Why should you do this? Because research shows that as you add more self-love into your daily life, you will reap the rewards of increased confidence, improved ability to reach your goals, closer relationships, and an increase in overall life satisfaction. So this is really a worthwhile skill to cultivate together. I'm going to be practicing this alongside you this week. I look forward to walking this path this week towards being more self-loving. And I really hope this has beneficial for you. That's my prayer for you, that this practice brings gains in happiness, in love, and in strength into your life. I look forward to hearing. If you want to shout out to me on social media, tell me how this goes for you. I always love hearing from you, or you can email me as well and tell me your stories, and I will be here with you again for the next episode. Till then, take care and stay strong. If you know someone who you think might benefit from listening to this episode, share it with them. Sharing it could really help them to feel better and improve the quality of their life. And if you found this episode helpful, remember to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive more tips on growing your inner strength and keep practicing along with us every week. And if you'd like some more support in becoming mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stronger, come check out the offerings I have to support you on my website at melieobryan.com. As well as coaching and course options, I also have a bunch of free resources for you, including a free deep resilience care package, which you can begin to use right away to get some immediate relief from stress and suffering, improve your resilience and mental well-being, and help you navigate whatever you're going through with more wisdom, skill, and confidence. You can find the links for all of that in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care and stay strong.